Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the spring of the year 2017, I did an extensive review of then-Mayor Bernero's proposed Lansing City government budget for the next fiscal year. The proposed budget did virtually nothing to address the massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care, which even now leaves the city $250 million in the hole. I used my previous experience as a certified public accountant. My analysis went through each department to the extent I could as an outsider without access to the accounting records. My conclusions were that the government should stop doing functions that were already or could be provided by the private sector, to sharply cut spending, and to sell off a massive amount of unnecessary government assets to the private sector. Where I proposed spending cuts, I explained the rationale behind them. I provided copies of my analysis to the mayor and every city council member, urging them to adopt these steps. Unfortunately, virtually nothing was done on my suggestions at the time. When current Mayor Schorr entered the office, an influential friend shared a copy of this analysis with him, encouraging him to read it. Here we are today, over 6.5 years later. Still, too little has been done to address the city government's horrible financial position. About 2 years ago, Mayor Schorr announced that he was going to compile a list of the city's real estate properties so that unneeded parcels could be sold and restored to the property tax rolls. Since then, I haven't seen any follow-up announcements if any such sales have occurred. Just recently, the city announced that it was working to sell one of its parking structures to a local real estate group. Apparently, there are several bureaucratic hurdles to accomplishing this. But it's a start towards my recommendation that the city government sell its entire parking system infrastructure back to the private sector. Delays in adopting all of my suggestions are costing Lansing taxpayers at least $1 million per month. When are the mayor and city council going to get serious about being fiscally responsible? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.